welcome to the A to Z Golf Podcast. We are still at Hammock Beach. Andy Cezanne is spending his time. He is over there. I am right here. It's a pretty terrible setting, Andy, podcast from, I'm just letting you know.
Not bad. I don't know if I can get used to this.
Yeah, you probably never can. Andrew Schmidt had to get back to town. Very diligent worker.
Yeah.
He has a lot of things to do. So we are very thankful for him. But outstanding weekend here. Danny Hughes and the team over here at Hammock Beach Resort on the ocean course. Amazing. The three of us got to play it. I really wanted to play it. Amazing golf course. I mean, listen, if you didn't come to the event, you're not smart. One. Two, if you haven't played here, you got some, especially if you live within an hour or two of this place.
Yeah. Is it easy to get on this course, you know, because it's like a semi-private, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I found it easy to get on. I mean, I literally drove the car to the park and then came on the golf course. So
that's not really true. We got turned around one time. So
correct. I tried to access an area of Hammock Beach that I was not allowed to go to. I did tell them who I was. They were like, "We've never heard of you before." I was like, "That's unfortunate." So then we had to go to where the rest of the people go. But yeah, I think so. This is a privé course for Troon. Probably is a little bit harder. Probably treated like a semi-private facility. But you know, hey, if you ever want to try to get out here, shoot an email down to Danny Hughes. Great guy. Yeah. Awesome to work with. The stuff that they had for the lunch and helping out with vendors at the event was top notch.
Top notch. Yeah. They were actually here before us, which is uncommon for a lot of events. They had their staff out they had the tables ready for us. They had the staff already getting the food ready for us. We got here and it was there. So yeah, mad props to all the staff at the location.
Yeah. And it was really cool to see some of their own play in the event, and we'll kind of get into it and we can just utilize this as the opportunity to do that. But Kevin Lewis, I believe talking to him briefly, he has been here for many years and he was fortunate enough to be able to find some time and come out to our event and accomplish the goal of winning in the gross division with a final score of -4. And him and his partner played absolutely great. He watched sort of climb up the leaderboard slowly in some tough conditions. It was blowing pretty hard yesterday, but the quality of the golf course and the quality of the scores was still there. Huge shout out to them for getting it done.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to watch them tee off on their first shot. I believe he was the first person on our stories when they actually went out to play. So let's get started. That was Ty, his partner. And he bombed that ball. I mean, it was a par 5 and he had an 8 iron into the green for a good chance to get himself an eagle. So long hitter and a great, great, great guy and good golfers all around. Congrats to that team.
Yeah. And over in the net side, you know, one of the things that happened at Kierland because of darkness, we were able to see the first playoff this year and how it's determined, but we sure got to see it in the second. We had a 3-team playoff of alternate shot, which was great. Huge fan of that. You know, we were able to see a team that won last year, also competed very well at the national championship, come out on top. Dustin and Spencer Dingus played great. Andy was along for the ride during the playoff. He saw Spencer hit 2 exact same drives.
He's pretty much almost like the Big Easy to me. Like he was sitting over here watching tennis. He was putting some parlays down on some other games. Had to wait about what, an hour to go back out by the time his team came in. Went up to the first tee box. Him and Dustin looked at each other. And he's like, "I'll take it." Grabs a club, no practice swing, pipes it straight down the middle. And then didn't even like, there's like no reaction in him. Like he just expected to do it. It was fantastic. Then we had to go back for a second hole playoff. And I mean, the ball is probably 2 feet in front or behind where his last one is. Like, I was afraid that his ball was going to end in Dustin's divot from the last time, which he can take out from our rules. But at the same time, I mean, it's spectacular to watch those guys play. I mean, they're fun guys to hang out with, and they're fantastic golfers. So congratulations to them.
Yeah, congratulations to them. Congratulations to all three teams at the playoff, right? It was really cool to have that, especially with the setting on 18. I'm sure Andy has got some great videos and stuff like that of 18 from Hammock, but water all down the left, and the water is, it's a pretty big body. It's over there. It's the Atlantic. Very, very cool and unique finishing hole. Yeah. Very crown green and everything like that. But yeah, huge shout out to all three teams.
Yeah.
Obviously, they will be getting the information as far as the prioritized status to sign up for the national championship, which will be cool. We already talked to Spencer and Dustin. We know that they'll be there. They love to compete at the highest level. So looking forward to seeing them the national championship. But this is, it's a great. I almost want to stay on camera the whole entire time. You know, I will say the first two events of this season, and knowing going into it that, you know, with some of the new sponsors and everything like that, we got to meet, you know, the second time around with having Vienna out, amazing Chicago style hot dogs, you know, for Eddie. 17, for the 17 people that listen, I'm an avid collector of the Chicago style hot dogs. I limited myself to three of them yesterday. So I wanted everyone to have a chance to have them. So I only had three, but the Easy Go people were out here yesterday. I got to drive one of their custom golf carts.
Oh, did you really?
Yep. I got to put it over on the hole in one hole. Fantastic. Thing does like 65 miles an hour, I think.
Yeah.
Had no idea. I was holding a banner and flags and stakes and driving as fast as I could, and then had to walk back.
You did a good park job out there too, I have to say. I thought they went out there with it. It looked really nice along the water, and you did a fantastic job putting it there.
You know, I'm a very trustworthy person.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to just leave with it. It was like, do I just fire myself?
Yeah.
Take the one golf cart, start my drive back home, which I don't know how long it would take from south of Jacksonville, Florida, all the way to Gilbert, Illinois. But yeah. I had to decide. I decided to park it and then have it be a part of the contest. But no, it was really cool to interact with them. It was cool to see all the vendors that were out yesterday and talking to them. First, he did an absolute great job. Andrew Schmidt and myself got to go around and pretend that we worked for First Tee for a little bit, which was really cool.
It's funny.
Yeah. We're always trying to find like cool things to do, right? Like some Kirlin. I kept driving up to people asking them if they wanted to die and then handing them a liquid death. We got to do First Tee stuff this trip. And then we also did the alternate head cover deliveries at this event, which I thought was pretty cool. Drove up on a golf course. We handed a few out. I threw a few at people. It was all in all a very, very good way to do it. We're going to be looking to do, I mean, listen, the video that's going is trending worldwide.
Trending, yes.
It's whatever other word, viral,
yeah,
and all that stuff. Us throwing the Andre Couch trophy up in the air,
yeah,
has been one-upped by Frisbee on the beach.
Okay? Yeah.
Not to mention, there is a secret video that Andy Cezanne has.
It's coming out soon.
It might be one of his best videos ever. I mean, everyone's kind of really tired of him hitting really good golf shots or people that make pulling ones. That's all crap.
Yeah.
It's all crap.
This until this moment.
That's right. And I will pay the fine for saying crap.
It's all downhill after this video now. I can't top this one.
And you know, I've been trying to find my moment. Andy's very reluctant to take photos of me or videos of me anymore. and you know, I had to find my moment and found it. So
we got it.
Very thankful for it. I'm thankful just that we get to do cool stuff and interact with people and have a good time and get to do it at amazing locations and look forward to you know, as we go around, we've seen this area, we've seen Orlando, we've seen Jacksonville, we've seen Naples, we've seen PGA National. It's really cool to start to see some of these areas and then get excited about where you're going to go in 25, 26, 2038, yeah, stuff like that. You know,
definitely. Yeah. I mean, Allison did a great job making her TikTok for the trophy from Kirlin. And, you know, we were just driving on here. Well, we got to do something. We got to top it. Every event, we got to try to figure it out. So I'm interested to see what we got going on for to Mid Pines, but also we got a picture of the trophy next to a jellyfish that you bravely went next to.
That's right. Yeah. See, there's also bravery going on over here.
I ruined my shoes. You were next to a jellyfish. We were committed.
I had my shoes on. Yes, you did, because Andrew drew the heart in the water. And he stood there while the wave crashed into it. And as I was backing up, I stepped on a jellyfish. I was very fearful someone was going to have to pee on me.
I was ready.
Right? It's very, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. The highlight of your life.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to be getting out of here. Another great event down at Hammock Beach. Super excited to get back into the Southern Pines area. We're over at Mid Pines, right across the street from where we were last year at Pine Needles. Good turnout for the event. Great area. Really looking forward to seeing it. Selfishly, I'm stealing every single freaking motorcycle that they have for every single day, and that's all that I'm doing. If you need me, email me, okay? You can do that. You can text me if you have my phone number, but I will be on the motorcycle. It might take me a little bit to get back to us. Frankie, I know Frankie's going to be bummed because he's not going. But you will find me, Andy, and Andrew two-wheeling it around Mid Pines. Yeah. Sorry, the area, the city is Southern Pines.
Yeah.
But yes, that's where you will
find. I almost called Frankie out here probably like 3 hours before the tournament, said we needed a marker, see if he could make it in time. I think we would have tried.
He would have made it. Guaranteed. You ask Frankie to golf, he's sick. He doesn't feel good. He's out of the office. He's all good.
We'll get the private jet and he'll be here.
That's right. That's right. We'll be back. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Andy and I are going to start our drive up to the airport, get back home, get everything ready for the next event. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Have a good one, everyone.